Unit 3. Lucas and Spielberg at the movies. 1. The great white shark silently approaches the unsuspecting swimmer. The audience of Jaws screams in fear of the moment when those huge teeth will snap shut and pull the victim under the waves. On the screen a few years later, the forces of good and evil fight against each other in a faraway galaxy in Star Wars. Space people come to Earth in close encounters of the third kind. Later, Indiana Jones has wild adventures in Raiders of the Lost Ark. From outer space to the ocean's depths to imaginary treasure hunts, the movies of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg have entertained audiences for over 20 years. Moreover, these movies changed the direction of American film forever. 2. Lucas and Spielberg both achieved fame as the brightest young talents in Hollywood in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Two of their greatest films, Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, appeared in the same year, 1977. Both men were named for an Academy Award. The two science fiction films used special effects that had never been seen before. Special computerized cameras were invented and miniature models of spaceships and cities were designed. The effects on screen kept audiences breathless. When Lucas and Spielberg worked together on the action-adventure films Raiders of the Lost Ark and its sequel Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, they once again captured the imaginations of the audience and made them feel as if they were part of the action. This is what made their films so successful. 3. In a way, you can say that Steven Spielberg was a born filmmaker. He was born and grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and had all the interests of American boys his age. But he also had an extraordinary desire to make films. Steven was not a good student. He spent more time watching and making movies with his father's camera than he did studying. His grades were so poor that he couldn't get into film school. So he went to study English at a state college in Los Angeles. Once again, he spent all his time going to movies. He sneaked onto movie sets in Hollywood to watch directors at work and made his own small films. One film, called Amblin, was noticed by film executives and gave Steven his big break. He was signed to a 7-year contract to direct television movies. 4. George Lucas, on the other hand, never gave a thought to making movies. Born in Modesto, California, he dreamed of being a race car driver. But 3 days before his high school graduation, he was in an accident that nearly killed him. He had to give up his car racing dreams. He went to Modesto Junior College, where he became interested in film work. A friend encouraged him and helped him get admitted to the film department of the University of Southern California. There, he made a short science fiction film that won him first prize in a film festival. It got him started in the film business when it was later developed into a full-length film, THX-1138. 5. They were two very different boys with very different dreams. Lucas and Spielberg are friends today and are still among the brightest and most talented directors in Hollywood. Both have made great contributions to the art of filmmaking. Already legends in their time, they are sure to continue their fine work for many years to come.